Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Fertilizer podcast, where we discuss the latest news. My name is Silvia Traganida and I'm here today with a sulfur editor, Erica Sisse, and we are going to talk a little bit about the current sulfur market and the latest developments. So hello, Erica.
Hi, Silvia.
I just want to start by checking what's happening, the latest developments in the sulfur market. From what I hear, it's not doing very well.
So no, prices are not very good. In the past week, we've seen prices in key markets reaching a 10-year low. So we started off last week with China dropping to the lowest level since December 2009, after a deal was concluded below $70. This week, Muntajat announced its monthly posted price for October, and that was at $48 FOB, which is also a 10-year low. And also the Vancouver price, also a major exporting region, that price has also gone down to a level last seen in 2009. So in general, the picture is not looking too good, with all the key markets reaching new lows. This decline didn't just come out of the blue. Prices have actually been on a steady downtrend since this very week in 2018. So the downward trajectory started during the Golden Week holiday last year, and prices have failed to recover since then. Chinese inventories are at 2 million tons as of now, which is a lot higher than the usual 1 million to 1.5 million level, and it's also at the highest level in about 6 years. So in general, in terms of supply and demand, it's not looking too good. On the supply side, obviously production hasn't stopped for sulfur. We've also seen new refineries and new projects coming on stream. One of the bigger ones that we've seen that's been spoken about the past few years is the Kashagan oil field, which produces about 1.1 million per year for the life of the project. We've also got Saudi Aramco's Jazan project that should come on stream at the end of 2019, and various others across the world. But even with that added supply, the end use phosphates market is not absorbing it. So if you could elaborate on what's going on in phosphates.
Well, obviously, like you say, that it's not good news for the phosphates market and subsequently the sulfur market. We are now in Q4, which is traditionally the slow season for phosphates globally, and we can see that everywhere. Like you mentioned, China is pretty quiet in terms of producing phosphates because of the Golden Week. Also, they cut down and continue to cut down their production of DAP and MAP. The latest operating rates we heard before the holiday was 50 to 55%. It all comes down to India as well, because if India is not buying, then the producers are suffering. And India at the moment, they have imported enough DAP so far, and there's enough stock in the country. Last year they imported around 6.5 million tons of DAP, and it seems that the picture will be similar this year. One, I guess, piece of good news was the settlement of the phosphoric acid contract price for Q4 between OCP and its customers. That was settled at 625 CFR, which is a $30 decrease, which was expected as the DAP prices are down and, you know, raw material prices are down. That means that it will be cheaper to import DAP rather than produce it domestically using phosphoric acid. However, that does not mean that importers will stop importing phosphoric acid, because producers need it for NPK production and also for domestic DAP production, as they can't just let the factories and the plants rust. So India has been pretty quiet, and also in the rest of the world, the Americas are also very slow. The Brazil MAP market is out of season, so I think Q4 is going to be a very long quarter for Brazil, and we're not going to see much demand. And also NOLA, we might see some more demand for refill barges maybe in the coming weeks, but it will all depend on the weather, obviously, and we're expecting the navigation of the Mississippi River to close in mid-October, so in a couple of weeks. So obviously that will affect sulfur.
Yeah, so on that basis, I guess if there's the possibility that Indian buyers will choose to import instead of produce domestically, that might raise some hope in the sulfur market that China will begin to produce DAP and MAP again, and hopefully sulfur demand will pick up. But that remains to be seen. I guess for now, in terms of the sulfur market, the question that's kind of been going around is how low can the price go, with the export prices now both in Vancouver and the Middle East in the 40s. The market is just kind of observing how things will develop by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. But we're not expecting it to go down to zero as we have seen in previous years. I think that's not a scenario that we have to deal with right now, and I don't think that's going to happen probably in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, that hasn't happened in so long that I don't think the conversation has gone in that direction yet, where single digits are kind of being discussed, or even the teens, or yeah. So for now, although the market is weak, the conversation hasn't gone in that direction yet.
Great. Well, let's try and stay optimistic for Q4 then, even though the markets don't seem to be. So thank you very much for explaining all this, Erica. Catch up with the latest news on ISIS.com or the dashboard. And from here in London, I'm Sylvia Tragarinda.
And I'm Erica Cisse.